Sorry about that. I want to kick off something that I think we're going to be doing through the month of October and November, and that is a study of what which sometimes we refer to as the Christian graces. I get the honor of starting this by the most fundamental thing. The whole thing is going to be based upon knowledge, and what we add as people. You know, while 1 Peter focuses on hope, 2 Peter focuses in on something a little bit different. It's called knowledge. And more accurately, it is a full knowledge. It comes from a Greek word, epignosko. And we'll see those two words in verses 2 and 3 here in just a little bit. It is not surprising, at least to me, that Peter, via the Holy Spirit, would write these two epistles, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, all based upon and focused on three things: hope, faith, and knowledge. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "We have been begotten again into a living or a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's where our hope is. We have hope of eternal life, not because of how good I am. We don't have hope of eternal life because of some great thing that I do. It is because Jesus died, went to the cross, and by the power of God was raised from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5 says we are to add to our faith knowledge. We're going to get to that here in just one moment. But these things are and I should have said that was 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. These things tie in so neatly together. If you were here Sunday morning, you'll remember that we talked about hope. But we also started out by talking about faith. Why? Because they're critical. They link together and you can't separate the two. Biblical faith is the only thing that will produce a true biblical hope. Ryan brought that out just a little bit in our Bible class, if you're in the auditorium. And our hope isn't something nebulous out there. It's not some sort of a blind leap of faith at something. It's based upon realistic expectations. But let's add to that, that faith, as we talked about Sunday morning, is the foundation. It's what undergirds our hope. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 tells us there that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But it is also the point where we must begin in adding what we talk about as Christian graces. That's the foundation. That's the beginning point. And that is what will bring us to a knowledge, and this is a slightly different word than what you see in verses 2 and 3 that we'll read here in just a moment, to an understanding of God, His Word, and His will for us, His desire for us, what He would have us to do and be. Notice here as we pick up in verse 2 very quickly, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge, there's that word, epignosko, a full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the, listen to this, knowledge, there's that same word being used again, of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Now, with that kind of as our background, we understand passages like Romans 10 and verse 17, don't we? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It is through that Word of God that produces, or the hearing of the Word of God that produces faith within us. And as we talked about Sunday morning, biblical faith is not just a mental assent. Well, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, or I believe that God does exist. Now, those things are essential. That we must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We understand that. But when you get into Hebrews chapter 11, you look at verse 4, verse 7, verse 8, verse 17, And all of those tell us that they offered or they prepared or they obeyed. By faith they did those things. Now, think about this for just a moment as we continue to read here. Verse 4, by which we've been given to, I'll read it right in a moment. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now listen carefully. But also for this very reason, we're going to look at three key words here. Giving all diligence. Add to your faith. Think about faith as the foundation, if you will, of a home, that slab of a home. You can't start building a house if you don't have a foundation. It's not going to last. It's not going to hold up. You have to have that foundation. So think about it like that. We're going to be adding, in a certain way, we're going to be adding to our faith the things that we're going to be talking about over the course of the next, 7 to 8 Wednesday evenings. Notice what it says here. Giving all diligence. Let's look at that word giving very, very quickly. Giving comes from a Greek word that means to contribute, to bring in, or add. The American Standard Version of 1901 reads this, adding on your part. Oh, what does that mean to me? Well, it means that I have to do my part. When we're talking about giving all diligence, I have to do my part. But let's look at the word all. That's not a hard word to understand, is it? Completely, everything, wholly given. And so when you stop and think about those kinds of terminologies, you realize very quickly that our part is that we give ourselves completely or wholly over to. Our part is all that we have. What does that mean to me? That means I can't be a part-time Christian. What does that mean to me? It means that I can't just go through life as a Christian and, well, I'm going to give God a little bit of my effort. I'm going to give God a little bit of my life. No, I've got to give all of my life. I don't get an option on that. I don't get to say, well, you know, today I'm a little tired, I'm a little weary, so God only gets second best for me. Or he may even get third place from me. No, he's always got to get first. I always have to give first. And then notice the last word here, diligence. Now, we're going to keep stringing these together here. We must do our part. What is our part? To give all that we have. Diligence. It comes from a Greek word, spoudai. I don't expect you to remember those words, by the way. But it comes from a Greek word that means to with haste. That's the first definition that you come up with. With haste. That means we do it now. That's how important it is. The idea of diligence means it must be done now. We can't keep putting things off. We can't procrastinate when it comes to the idea of faith and adding what we think in terms of as the Christian graces. Number two that we found, is to accomplish with earnestness. To accomplish something with a sense of being earnest about it, sincere about it, genuine about it, putting forth the effort. It means to strive toward. In fact, when you look at this particular word here, spoudai, there's a derivative, if you will, of it that we find in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Now, your King James renders it study to show yourself approved. The American Standard and the New King James, I think personally, render it more accurately, ospidazo, it more accurately, be diligent or giving all diligence. Giving diligence or be diligent. That's the idea behind that word. To strive towards something. To do it with haste. That talks about seriousness. To accomplish something with a sense of earnestness about it. Now, let's just put all that together and the lesson will be yours. When you stop and think about this, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith that which is the foundation. just like it was the foundation of building a home, if you will, here it is necessary to the building of the Christian graces. It has to be there, that faith. Based upon our faith, we must do our part by wholly giving ourselves in striving, in haste, and exertion to all of the seven graces that we think about, Christian graces, that we're going to be studying over the course of this month and November. That means we ought to put them into practice. And I'll jump ahead a little bit here. And I don't know if somebody else is going to take these things, but honestly, verse 8, I can't leave it out. For if these things, he's talked about the graces, Christian graces, are yours and abound. Well, see, the only way they're going to abound is if we take that first part seriously. To give ourselves over, to do our part, to do 100% of our effort to accomplish these things. Now listen, if these things are yours and abound, do they abound in our lives? Do they abound in our lives? What a blessing it is to have this kind of writing before us. What an amazing thing it is that God saw fit by means of the Holy Spirit to give these inspired men these things to give us to live our life by. We can give all diligence to adding these things, and when we do, our life will abound in these things. If there's anyone here who's never been obedient to the gospel call, you've heard the word of God preached and taught, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you've made up your mind that you're ready to repent of those sins, that's turn away from a life of sin toward God then, away from sin and toward God, and you're ready to confess Christ before men. Do you realize that you're ready to have your sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16. You're ready for that. And the question is, we often sing that song, oh, why not tonight? Why not make that decision tonight to become a child of God and to start this marvelous journey of adding to your faith all these marvelous Christian graces that we'll be talking about? Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you've just lost sight of some of these things. And you need the prayers of the church. Or maybe it is the case that you have so sinned as to bring reproach upon the church. And you need to come back to God. And you need the prayers of the church. We don't stand in judgment. We stand ready to pray with you and in your behalf, to be a people who are there with you and for you. If there's anything that we can do at this time, whether it's become a child of God or ask for the prayers of the congregation, whatever your need may be, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song.